This morning, Paradise officials launch a three-month process to gather ideas for re-envisioning and rebuilding the town. How far-reaching, creative, or down-to-earth the proposals are depends on who gets involved. Barry Long is president and CEO of Urban Design Associates, a Pittsburgh-based city planning and architectural design firm that will help facilitate the meetings. He said he and his team are here to lend an ear.
Our approach, first of all, is going to be to listen to the residents. Led by the town and the residents, the town has to be replanned, re-envisioned by the folks that lived here before. It's their town.
Long was reluctant to speculate about results of the process or even its breadth. Typically, such scoping sessions are limited to a single subject. A small district, a few blocks of a street. In Paradise, it's the whole town. Officially, everything is on the table. Building heights, sidewalks, sidewalk width, lighting, density, and zoning. But that's not entirely true.
An awful lot did survive, and there's confusion about that. But having been here, we know that we had, for example, 200 miles of infrastructure, public and private roads. They're still here. We had approximately 9,000 homes in the town, just the town of Paradise, that burned. But 1,600 homes survived. We have a water system. We have a tremendous number of commercial buildings that survived. Town halls survived. Parks survived. Performing Arts Center survived.
While scoping sessions for new neighborhoods often touch on design tricks meant to boost human interaction, in Paradise, conversations will likely center on making individual structures, the town itself and its towering ponderosa pines, more resistant to fire. Moving power lines underground, road widening, additional escape routes, and perhaps the potential danger posed by dead-end streets are all options that may be raised. Alex Rose is a trustee at the Urban Land Institute, a research and educational organization aimed at providing leadership in land use and creating sustainable communities. He said there are some basics that can't be overlooked.
The likelihood of saying, gee, there's never going to be another fire here is pretty low, I would think.
Rose was involved in similar visioning and reconstruction after the towns of Bound Brook, New Jersey, and Grand Forks, North Dakota were ravaged by flooding, and Jackson, Tennessee was largely flattened by a tornado. Paradise is a forested community, he said, with roads undulating through the foothills and meandering around curves.
There are characteristics to the community that are not going to change, right? You're not putting a light rail system in that community. So I think the dialogue that the community would have really goes back to the question of, if we really want to preserve and rebuild our rural character, and nobody's going to tell us, you know, either at the county level or at the state level or at the federal level, you can't do that, and take that as an assumption, how do we do this as safely and smartly as possible?
Achieving each of those goals, however, costs money, and that cuts into an important part of Paradise. Again, Barry Long.
Paradise was a very affordable place. California has a reputation for not being a very affordable place. An objective is to make Paradise affordable enough where the residents who have been displaced can choose to come back if they want to come back. That's really important. How we're going to create that affordability is going to be a critical early discussion.
The first scoping session is scheduled to get underway this morning at 10 at the Paradise Alliance Church. The church is located at 6491 Clark Road in Paradise. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.